Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin that Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Everyone knows this Gemara, sort of. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan." Kal mevorich al achodesh bezmane. Any person that's mevorich al achodesh bezmane, he's mekabel shalavana, and he does it bezmane. Kilu mekabel pnei shchin. It's as if he was mekabel the pnei shchin. Ksiv hach. It says over here, achodesh hazalochem roish chadashim. The ksiv hasam, and it says over there, ze keli vanvei. So achodesh hazeh. When you look up at the moon and you say achodesh hazeh, it's like you said ze keli vanvei. Kol ha. Mevorich al achodesh bezmanoi kiilu mekabel pnei shchina. Says the Gemara. Tana devir Rabbi Yishmol. Il moli loizochi Yisrael. Elo lahakpul pnei aviyem shevashamayim kol chodesh v'chodesh daya. If we had one mitzvah in the Torah, and that one mitzvah would be to do kiddush vana daya. Right? Dayenu? Daya. On some level, that would have been enough. Amr Abaya. Abaya said, hilkoch neimrino mu'umot. Because of that, if when you're mekadosh levana, you be mekabel pnei shchina, so you have no choice. When you do it, you have to do it mu'umot. So if someone is Mikvorich al chodesh bezmanoi, it's keilu mekabel pnei shchin. What does that even mean? So if you take a look at the Marsha in Chedushei Agadas, says the Marsha, v'zel v'shoyne yazav, v'yesh loimer, v'fishne Yisrael begoluson, einon zoichen lirois pnei shchino. Because Klal Yisrael, when they're in Golus, they're not zoichen to see the pnei shchino. U'rechoyka mekabel osa. We're very, very far. Once upon a time, Yid was able to go to the Beis Hamikdash Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yeira Kol Schorcha Lirois Vileirois. But in Golos, Einon Zoichen Lirois Pnei Shechina. V'rechoyka Mikabel Asa. We're very removed from being able to be Mikabel Pnei Shechina. Avol Chiddush HaLevana. But when you see the Levana that's being Neschadish, who seemingly Yisrael, Shem Asidim L'Schadish K'moysa, L'far L'Yroitzron B'Kibel Pnei Shechina. It's a simon that one day, Klal Yisrael is going to rise again. And once again, we will have the opportunity to be able to be mekabel pnei shchina. K'mo sheyoyra al zeh nusach birchas halavon. Like the nusach of birchas halavon is moira. Ulezeh, kishanu mevarchan al chodesh bezman. Therefore, when we mevarich on the chodesh bezman, shehu simin, shanu asidim l'schadish k'moysa, which is a simin that we too will be l'schadish k'moysa. Harei anu ki'ilu mekabel pnei shchina. When we're mekadesh halavona, what you're looking at is just one day we'll have the schos to be mekabel pnei shchina again. And being that that's what you're supposed to take out, it's literally, it's a ki'ilu, right? Ein l'cha ki'ilu g'day l'miso. It's ki'ilu mekabel pnei shchina. It's as if you were literally being mekabel pnei shchina. You know, the Mashash tells Su, in this piece, the nusach of Kiddush Levana. It's a nusach we all know. I think it's Kedai Pasha to read the words. The Mashal didn't even say a chiddush in this piece. When he said, take a look at the nusach, it's not like a mechudush thing in Mashal. It's mamish what the nusach means. Baruch atah Hashem alikeinu melech ha'olam. Asher b'bamoroi baruch shechakim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his words, he created the heavens. Basorim amoreis nivra olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with amira. Uberuach piv. And literally with a breath that comes out of his mouth called tzvam. Kodesh Baruch Hu created all the tzvam. Chaykuz man nosan lohem, shlo yishanu as tafkidan. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the shchakim and he created kol tzvam, he gave all of the ma'irois and he gave all the kaychavim and everything in the shamayim, a chayk and a zman, and he instructed them, shlo yishanu as tafkidan. You're supposed to be Moshe Bayoim, you're supposed to be Moshe Balayla. Everyone has their zman. Sosim usmeichem lasis v'tzayn kainim. And these ma'oirois, the shchokim and the kol tzvam, they're so besimcha, they're so happy to do the rotzayn of their creator. Who's their creator? He's a poyol emes. Shepulosay emes. That mamish mechuzik. Right, this is the way you read it. Sosim usmeichem lasis v'tzayn kainim poyol emes shepulosay emes. It's all adjectives describing a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that these ma'oirois, na sosim usmeichem lasis. And then the Eibishter went specifically to the moon, and he told the moon that I want you to renew yourself every single month. And the reason Hashem tells the moon that I want you to renew yourself, Ateres, Tiferes, La Musay Batan, because by you renewing yourself every month, that is going to be a crown. And Atar is a crown. Ateres of Tiferes, La Musay Batan. To those that I gave birth to Klal Yisrael. Every single time the moon renews itself, this is mamish, it's an ateres teferes to Klal Yisrael. Why? What sheiches? What does the moon have to do with Klal Yisrael? How is that our crown? Because when the Yid looks up and he sees that the moon comes out, what the Yid chaps is that he too is destined to renew himself, and that this is going to be a day that he is going to be zoicha lefar liyotzer al sheik feid machusa. And that the Oymik says the Mashmas Mufurish. He said that's the nusach of Kiddush Levana, and it comes from this Indian. It's because Chazal understood that when we're mekadosh the Levana, you're being mekabel the Pnei Shechina. And where's the Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina? Because it's a reminder that one day we're going to be the mekabel Pnei Shechina. And when you see that Indian, shemasidin leschadish kamoiso lefar liyotzer al sheik feid machusa, that's what this Indian is chal. Reb Tzadik in Rasi Se Laila, those pieces. So he talks a little bit about this Indian of Rosh Chodesh, David Malka Mashicha, that has a shaykhis to Lasa Lavai. And he says that, you know, when you're Makadosh to Lavana, you look up and you see a finster, choshech sky. It's mamish, it's pitch black. But then there's a little bit of light that's starting to come out. And he says that's the hope that the Yid always had. That's this Indian that you have this hergish and you understand that there's gonna be a day where Klai Yisrael too is gonna rise again. And we're gonna renew ourselves. And that's this Indian to be Mekabel Pnei Shechina. And he says that's why David HaMelech is Rosh Chodesh, because David is Dach. And he's the one that gives chizik in the dark. He's hekim oyla shel tshuva, and this is classic Reb Tzadik, where he's meirich and meirich in this inyan. But al kaponim, this is what Reb Tzadik says. I was just thinking that this inyan of Rosh Chodesh and having a shaychus to the fact that we're asidim lekabel pnei shechina, that's poshet, that this is something that's most manifest in Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan is the Chodesh. HaChodesh hazeh lochem roish chodashim, roish mufcha shebechadashim. It's the hey ayidia. And Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is the Chodesh where Klai Yisrael had geulas. We had geulas, we avodim ayinu lepar b'mitzrayim, people were dealing with gashmias digitzaris, and keheret chayim mamish HaKadosh Baruch Hu went, and it was Shuas Hashem. And Klai Yisrael, they were in the mentesh shari tumah, and they were mamish on the brink of slipping into the Sharnun, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu again went and he took us out. Right, we always speak Arab Tzadik says, Mantiskos, Yom Tseischom Eretz Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecho. He says, every single day, Yid has to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. He has to remember that it doesn't matter what big of a blot he is in. Beruchni u'begashmi. In one second, Abisha could take the Yid out. But why do you have to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim? So the Ramban says, you have to remember the miracles. Right, the Amuna, Reb Tzadik, Kedarke said, the Chizik. That's what you need. You know why you remember Mitzrayim every day? Because that's the biggest Chizik in the world. It's that Klai Yisrael was in a matzav of such choshek, and then all of a sudden the moon came out. And Klai Yisrael's Asidim L'Schadish Gemoysa, and that was this Indian. So I was just thinking, Hashem Heir Einai, pun intended. But I was just thinking that, you know, we spoke a lot in the beginning of Bava Metzia about how a Yid can't be Miyayish. We spoke about it in Daf Beis, B'Shem Reb Tzadik. We spoke about it again in the Sugi of Yishol Amidas. Lassus Gutzoin, Ish V'Ish, Mardchai is Ein Sham Yish, Haman is V'Ish, which is Yiyush. We mentioned Reb Tzadik in his Sefer Divrei Sofrim, who explains Pshat in the Gemara in Sukkot Daf Lamed Aleph. He Safta says, you understand that I come from Avraham Avinu at 318 slaves. He says, you can't talk to me like this. I had 318 slaves. Why 318? Because Avraham Avinu, when he went to capture Lloyd from these mighty kings, he showed that he's not going to be Miyayish. And Reb Tzadik said that Yiyush is Begematria 318 with the Koil. And this Indian of Shin Yud Ches, Reb Eliezer HaGadol, Eliezer HaGadol's first drasha that he gave to show that he is never Miyayish is Begematria 318. You know what else is Begematria 318? Chodesh is Begematria 318. 318 is Chodesh to the number. And that's the Sinyan, that every single time there's a Rosh Chodesh, every time there's a new month, every time there's a new moon, you know what happens? You remind yourself, Shem Asidim L'Schadish Kamoisa. We remember, Yed Chodesh comes a hope. It comes a hope that one day, in the darkness, in the finstenish, Klai Yisrael is going to be Zoicha again, to be Mekabel Pnei Shechina, Mishataka be Zoicha, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, Roish Chodesh. It's not just a Chodesh. This is the Chodesh. This is the 318. If there's ever a time where Yid understands that he's in a tzait and a tkufa of Altis Yayish, of Yishaloi Midas, this is that time. You should be Zoicha Taka to finally have this Ateres Teferes Lamutei Baten, where it shouldn't be Ke'ilu Mekabel Pnei Shechina, but we should be Zoicha to the time Shem Asidim L'Schadish Kamoisa, where Klai Yisrael will be Neschadish Kamoisa, will be Mekabel Pnei Shechina, the Vyas Goyal Tzedek, and here be Yameinu Amin.